Another violent ICE arrest rocks Encinitas. Two landscapers ripped from their truck just blocks from where a father was detained near an elementary school this week. It's our top story on the 4. I'm Anna Laurel.
I'm Carlo Cicchetto. Witnesses are calling it brutal. Federal agents have not responded to our calls, but the dramatic video tells the story, showing what witnesses describe as excessive force that's left this North County community shaken. CBS 8's Abby Black is live at the scene with exclusive witness accounts. Abby.
Carlo and Anna, witness video shows that these federal immigration agents violently pulled two landscapers from their work truck this morning here in Encinitas, just around the corner. Now, the witnesses say that they are too scared to share their identity, but they want this video seen. We do want to warn you, the video they captured may be disturbing to watch.
I did not touch them. And we have rights as American citizens to film and document what's going on. And being pushed, I'm a woman, and you're pushing me for being there.
You have to show them a warrant.
I saw him being thrown to the ground. That certainly was not necessary. He landed on the ground, his head hit the asphalt. And then we continued to ask for identification. They continued to deny that.
The 8:30 a.m. arrest happened near Encinitas Boulevard. Masked Border Patrol agents and ERO vests, enforcement and removal operations, used chains to detain the driver. Protesters were already nearby rallying against Wednesday's ICE arrest of a father near Parkdale Elementary School. A mother driving by with her daughter stopped and recorded, and you can hear how visibly shaken she still is.
I'm so upset. I'm very upset. I had never seen this. I had never seen this. When you see powerless people there and being abused, being kidnapped for all these cold eyes, they are just bounty hunters. That's all.
Stop.
You hear the driver moaning in pain while the video shows officers also detaining a protester. Though witnesses say she was not arrested, the two landscapers were taken into custody. ICE tells us they are still working on a response. Carlo and Anna.
And what did the landscaping owner tell you about this situation, his employees?
Well, I called the landscaping company, and the owner tells me that he does confirm that these two men are his employees. The driver is, in fact, his cousin, and he says that he is legal. He was being detained down in custody in downtown. He did speak to him on the phone. They do have a